100 years ago, the United States was a technological hotbed. Suburban homes were being wired up for power. Scores of electrical gadgets like vacuum cleaners and washing machines were getting patents. And millions of homes were also getting hooked up to manual telephone switchboards. Radio technology was in its infancy, the zipper hadn't yet been invented, and the Model T was 4 years old. And Florence Dettler of California had just celebrated her first birthday. Florence is now 100 years old, and considering how much technology she's seen come and go in her lifetime, we'd forgive her if she actually chose to opt out of things like social networking sites. But that's not Florence. Florence loves her computer, and as it turns out, so do the majority of people over 65 in America. That's the first time ever it's been over half. Florence Dettler joins us from California. Good morning.
How are you today?
Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We're using an old technology now, but what kind of computer do you have, Florence?
Regular PC. Oh, I should say the name. I can't say the name right now.
It's all right. That's not as important as what kind of programs do you use on it. Do you use your email a lot? Do you use Facebook?
I use email and the Facebook, and then I do a lot of listening.
You do listening over your computer?
Yes.
Do you watch YouTube videos?
Not that much. I don't have time. There are just too many things to listen to or deal with.
Does it bother you? Do you get nervous about trying new things the first time you opened up Facebook, the first time you tried to get an email address?
I wouldn't use the word nervous. I just wonder sometimes if I'm doing it all right, but I try my best, so that's all I can do.
And what's the best thing, do you think, about your computer?
Well, the fact that I can turn it on in a hurry and get someplace.
Florence Dettler from California, also with us, Stan Alkern, a reporter for our co-producer, WNYC. And Stan, as it turns out from the new research, Florence is actually not in a minority.
That's right. As you mentioned, more than half of seniors are now getting online regularly. Florence is still clearly pretty exceptional. Both just for her age group, you do see a drop off of internet use as you get to the over 75 and so on. And she's also, though, part of a growing trend of people who are of a older age group who are getting online and also getting on Facebook, even social networking sites, using those to connect with other people in their lives.
Are older people like Florence using the computer for the same things that young people are?
There are definitely differences. One big divide as far as for social networking sites is using them to connect with family as compared to using them to connect with friends. So people over 50 are much more likely to be connecting with their young relatives who are often exerting a lot of pressure to get on those sites and use those as a social space that they're more familiar with.
Florence, are you able to keep track of your family through Facebook and through email?
Yeah, very quickly. Yes, indeed.
Do you post pictures?
Yes, my grandson comes and posts all my pictures for permanent life, and it's wonderful to have them, yes. And they keep going so fast that I keep almost, not quite daily, but almost that, in connection with the great-grandchildren particularly.
Do you have friends that you have to advise? I mean, do all of your friends also use the computer, or do you end up advising them or advising them to try it out?
Well, most of them are interested, and most have contacts that put them there. Some use it more than others. Some don't want to be bothered. So it's sort of an individual situation.
You know, Stan, there are many reasons, really good positives, to older generations using the computer. What might some of them be?
Yeah, well, a lot of people who look into this think that it can help make up for the fact that often as people grow older, they have fewer social connections, they're often less mobile, some people are just more isolated as they're living at home and not in an environment like a household or even a nursing home or assisted living facility. And there has been research that suggests that there are lower rates of depression among people who have online access. And then there's the obvious benefits, like Florence mentioned, with being able to connect with her own family. And I think that an AARP study suggests that 30% of teens, as well as 30% of grandparents, say that connecting online helps them better understand each other. So it's helping people keep in touch with their young family members, and not just knowing sort of what they're up to, but really feeling like they have a sense of what that other generation is up to.
Well, what do you think about that, Florence? Fact check that study for us. Do you feel like the connection to your family through Facebook, through email, through the computer makes you feel less isolated? It makes you feel better connected?
It's very true. You're quite right on that. And keeping in touch, especially with great grandchildren whom you don't see that often, they get used to seeing your pictures, which is a great help in communication.
Do you give them advice on Facebook?
I don't give much advice that way.
You don't? You're 101. You're 100 years old, Florence. I would imagine you have lots of great advice.
It's whether they like to listen or not. That bridges the gap.
So, Florence, give advice to some other seniors who may be listening. If they're nervous about using new technology, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say go ahead, and especially of those who go to church every Sunday and have difficulty hearing. The computer is wonderful to run the sermons on the computer and hear them more clearly.
All right. So, Florence, we have one more question for you, and it's the same question that we're asking the other listeners to our show today, which is, if you could give advice to yourself at 12 years old, what would you say to your younger self?
Well, I would say live with curiosity. Enjoy the moment, know where you are. Enjoy family and friends for long-time use.
That's Florence Dettler, 101-year-old Facebook and email user, and Stan Alcorn, reporter for our co-producer, WNYC. Florence, you are a delight. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
And Stan, thanks so much.
Thank you.